Well, you've heard of the Little Red Schoolhouse. It was a little red schoolhouse.
It was a little L-shaped room, and it was painted an old barn red. Had a big pot-belly stove in the middle of the room. And we had, that was something that was better than most of the country schools then. We had water in a faucet outside the door, out by the little porch that was there. And not all schools had that at that time. Mining camps did. They had water at their schools.
We had a little stove that sat sort of in the center to keep us warm. In the wintertime, it was very cold. One of the older boys was supposed to arrive there early, have the fire going, and warm before we'd get there. That was his job. My first teacher, I think, was Mrs. Foster.
I could just call Miss Mayfield, Lily Mayfield.
First, I went to school there as Chitwood at that time. She hadn't been married. She was Thelma Chitwood, and she married Lemmy Radler's boy, Bob Wright. And she was an awful good teacher, and she is strict, too.
Especially in the wintertime, I visited families until daylight before I went to school. And then after it was warmer, these same little boys that came to build the fire, we fished on the riverbank until school started.
So the first 9 months schools in this county were, the 2 months was paid for by the Stearns people down the line, so to speak.
Especially in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, there were a couple of other girls and myself who really did well in school. We made really good grades, and we really liked school, and we all had aspirations of being a teacher. I think we all admired the women that taught us at the school.
I went to school there some, but I was 17 years old when I went, and my education was pretty poor then. I realized that I need to know a little more if I could get away in school, and so I think the school teacher's name was Lou Foster, and I went to her and asked her could I come to school there, and she said I could. It'd be fine with her, and I could just sit with other kids in the, I think it was fourth grade.
The only thing that I really resented was walking so far to catch the bus for high school. I walked from Mine 18 to Barthel up the top of the rocks. And in the winter, we pulled each other up, we made a chain, and Glenford Ross or Dilmus Watson, they would hold onto the bushes, and my brother Israel, and they'd pull us girls up.
I even applied once for a Brewer College, and Brewer, Kentucky was accepted, but I just didn't have the clothes.
I went off and on when I wanted to till I got in the fourth grade. I couldn't study. It wasn't cut out for it, something. If you had the education, there wasn't nothing to do.
I had told my mother that I wanted to go to college. I had good grades and I felt like I could do well. And she told me that Dad would never send me to school because I was a girl. I would just get married and drop out, and that would be, that money would be wasted.
So that was really a happy time because I'd never been to school. So that was my first year of school, was Blue Heron.
You take anybody that knows what education means and they can go to school, why then he's gonna learn something. Determination, if you aim to do something and set your mind to do that, why you can do it.